Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awaken Radio. I am your host, Connie Chapman, and each week I bring you inspiring interviews and heart-opening conversations with experts and thought leaders from all over the world. Awaken Radio is your online destination for wisdom and inspiration that will support you to live a life beyond your wildest dreams. Hello and welcome everyone. This is Connie and welcome back to Awaken Radio. I'm so excited to be here with you again. As always, I love my weekly conversations with you and with beautiful people. And today I'm so thrilled because I get to speak to someone in New York City. You know, how cool is it that I have this platform that I can speak to people internationally and bring these conversations to you from people all over the world? You know, it's just the beauty of technology these days. You know, it brings us all together in this whole new way. So I'm so excited about today's conversation. I'm going to be talking to Juliet Terelski, who you may or may not be familiar with, but she's a woman that I've been following her work for a couple of years, and it's really resonated with me because I feel like she speaks my language. I feel like we share our message in a similar way. We're on the same page. You know, we're both super passionate about taking spiritual concepts, big life concepts, and breaking them down into practical ways that you can live them and apply them. And today our conversation is going to be about resistance and about how to actually shift and move beyond that energy. So for those of you who aren't familiar with Juliet, I'll just a business coach who brings the spirit back down to earth and teaches practical, useful tools to set you free to create a business and lifestyle you love. She believes you are your own best-kept secret and guides you towards revealing to yourself who you really are so you can create what you desire in your life. Also touted as a motivational speaker and agent of change, she is the founder of Jules Inspired International and contributes as an expert writer on the Huffington Post. You can find her gathering experience from her adventures around the world and sharing business and life tips through her YouTube channel, Blissed TV. You can connect with Juliet and join her inspired community over at her website at julesinspired.com, and she also rocks out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram using @JulesInspired, and she'd love for you to join her over there. We all love the social media conversations, so make sure you connect with her if you love what it is that she's doing. So let's dive into today's conversation. Let's bring Jules on the line and we can have this really beautiful chat that we're going to have today. Let me see if I can bring her on. Hi, hello. Juliet, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you going?
Oh, I'm so well. I'm so thrilled to be here all over across the way from the world.
I know. I love it. I love that we can come together in two different complete time zones and spaces in the world and have this conversation together. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm so excited for what we have to talk about today.
Yeah, me too. So this topic of resistance, and I'm really excited to open this up because I feel like there's a lot of different aspects to it, and I feel like we're going to be able to share some things with people that will be really supportive for them to work with this energy and move beyond this. And to start off, support people with what this energy of resistance is, and to get your viewpoint or your perspective on what resistance is and how you kind of define it. How do you kind of explain what resistance is?
Yeah, sure. This is such a hot topic for me right now because I honestly am in the midst of experiencing it myself, and for a while now, because resistance in itself is, I think, such a beautiful tool that the universe has provided for us in our lives to be able to really shed these layers of limiting paths or from our past, from the belief systems that we've come from. When we're really starting to step onto a journey and the path to create life on our terms. Mm-hmm. And so this idea of resistance comes up to really guide us into what we need to step into, to what we need to say yes to, even if there's fear, you know, arisen, even if there's obstacles or challenges that come in the way. These are the exact things that we're here to really consciously take a look at. We have an option to choose something differently than from when we did before.
And I love what you're saying there, because it's kind of like people experience resistance and will resist it and close off and think it's a bad thing, but you're kind of saying this resistance we're experiencing is actually a really powerful and beautiful thing for us to step into and kind of embrace. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there is a misconception about it. Partly, I mean, you know, there's so many ways that resistance can go. Sometimes, you know, you find yourself where you're resisting, you know, doing something, and sometimes we, you know, we say that as procrastination. But yeah. What I really, I actually don't believe in procrastination, and I was having a conversation with my friend recently about it, because simply, we can find ourselves not actually doing something that inspires us. Mm-hmm. And when we're not inspired, you know, that's when resistance can also bubble up, because we're not actually motivated within, we're not aligned with our desires. So there's kind of a twofold way to look at resistance, I think. One being this notion of, you know, am I really being inspired by how I'm living my life and what I'm choosing to create, or to the very thing that will create my expansion and create my journey into this beautiful unfolding of what I envision for myself and what does light me up?
And I love that you've opened that up as well, because I feel I completely agree with you. The way resistance plays out, it kind of has a few different messages. It could mean a few different things for you when that resistance is coming up. So let's open up firstly into that resistance that arises when you're really not doing what is truly right for you. And I have people email me sometimes and say, how do I get more motivated in my life or my work? You know, I struggle with procrastination, or I find myself putting things off, and I just want to have more motivation. And I'm the same as you. I'm like, there's a difference between motivation and inspiration. And when you're really inspired and you love what you're doing and it's really right for you, you're like pulled from the inside out towards it. And very often that resistance that we feel to things, whether it's in a career or things we're telling ourselves we should do, it's very often because it's not really right for us. Have you experienced that in yourself or with people that you've worked with?
Yes, absolutely. It can become so prevalent. And the thing is that we're just unconscious to it, right? Like we grow up in our lives, we grow up in with our families, and we have our friends, and we've kind of created an identity and reality for ourselves that one day we're like, wait, this isn't the life I really want to be living, or, you know, I don't really resonate or align with what it is that I've created for myself thus far. And it's not to say that that's bad or anything, but it's something to become conscious to. And from this space, when you can recognize that this, you know, woman within you is calling you to choose something different, to create a new reality, that's when that power comes through, and that's when you can really start aligning with your desires and what it is you truly are here to experience. And there's so much, you know, that in itself is a huge transformation. And, you know, working with my clients through that in itself, there's a lot of patience that you have to allow yourself to experience for this unfolding to kind of happen. And in this space as well, that's when resistance can come up, because it's like, what do you mean? Like, I have been living, this is all I know, right? Like, this is how I'm showing up in the world. This is how my friends know me, my parents. And anyone in the public.
Yeah.
So when you can step into that space and say, wait a moment, there's someone, this woman within me is not truly free. When you can take that action and into that space and say yes to her, yes to something different, whew, you, like, unleash this beautiful being who can just, like, take on the world, take on the fear, and say, you know what, even though I'm experiencing this, even though this resistance is coming up, I'm not going to allow myself to become conscious to it and say yes anyways.
And what just came to me when you were saying that is the realization this is us resisting our truth. So what often happens is we've got our little truth bubbling up, which is like, you know, you're here to do something else in the world. The relationship isn't right for you. This career isn't tapping into your true gifts and talents. And if we can just follow that voice and be like, okay, cool, you know, I'm going to leave this current situation and go and do what's truly right for me, then we probably wouldn't experience the resistance. We would just flow and take those steps. But as you mentioned, there's, you know, we've got this identity that's often created around things like careers. We've got the expectations of others, a lot of uncertainty and unknown when it's like, well, what if I am to go and step into being the person I really want to be? What does that even look like? How does that involve? And then the resistance comes up because our truth is speaking to us and saying, here's what you're here to do. Here's who you are. And we're like, oh, no, I'm going to put the brakes on that and I don't want to go there because I'm scared. That just really made that really clear for me. I think that's a beautiful thing for people to realize what it feels like when you're resisting your truth.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And also something to become conscious to is that, you know, we think that we know what's going to happen tomorrow. We think that we know what's going to happen next week because of our habits and because of how we've been living. But the truth of it is that the only thing that's alive and real in this moment is now, right? Mm. Like, we're always stepping into an unknown moment. Just from what we're seeing, though, is our past.
Yeah.
So when you step into the space of becoming conscious to your truth, so uniquely, you know, for you to be able to express, no one can express the way that you can allow yourself. And when you step into that space, you know, you can create with life like so much that you envision for yourself instead of staying in the space of this kind of fear and lack mentality that is change the past.
Yeah. Yeah, and incredibly limited, like it focuses on what you can't do or all the reasons why it won't work or why it's too hard. One of the biggest things I notice in my clients is such a shift when they start to open up to a new possibility and even entertain, oh, maybe I could do this. Maybe I could be this person. What would it feel like to actually just say yes to this possibility? I don't need to know how it's going to happen. But the minute you shift out of the limited thinking and just kind of entertain a new possibility, then things really start to open up. And I know a little bit about the journey you've taken, but I'd love to hear a bit about your experiences of stepping into this space. Have you been on a journey where perhaps you're at a time of not feeling completely aligned with your truth and maybe resisting the call that was saying step into this, and then you made a shift around that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So what comes up for me is, you know, I can just look back at the way I was living my life before I said yes to my truth. And that space for me was a place of victimhood and a place of not being aligned with my truth because I wasn't allowing my truth to be expressed. I wasn't listening to that woman within who was so dying to be free. Mm-hmm. And instead, I was covering up with my relationships, with my status quo in high school and that kind of thing, and going to parties and drinking. And I found myself eventually at these places, at these parties, and being like, you know, I'm not really lit up by this at all, but yet I'm still here, and yet I'm still going. And that was a place where I knew that more of, like, that shift was occurring, that shift was coming, but I didn't know it at the time. But I was, but I became conscious to the fact that I wasn't allowing myself to, you know, that I was actually showing up at these places, but yet still not calling on my truth. And then once, you know, a few years later, I really just kind of hit this rock bottom place where I just thought I was not going to make it, that I had no future in being successful for myself. And despite having all of this stuff around me, friends, you know, being in college and that kind of thing, I felt so trapped because I was not listening to that woman. I wasn't trusting myself.
Yeah.
And once I just allowed myself to feel, like I remember there was a six-month period where I ended my second relationship, and I just felt for 6 months. I felt all that, you know, all that angst, all that anger, all that resistance to want to actually call him and, you know, get back together with him or, you know, go to a party and that kind of thing. And once I allowed myself to feel all of that, that's when the universe kind of dropped in little notes and showed me the path of where to step to next. So, you know, I started reading books, and then I found energy healing and Reiki, and I became certified in that. And I was learning how to absorb it and embody all of this into my own life. And then fast forward, you know, this was actually only about a year ago when I realized what was showing up for me was to share this journey with others and share that what is possible is to choose a life of freedom and consciousness when you tap yourself into what is present here and now. And it's been so profound. And even at the beginning of the journey, you know, I didn't tell any of my friends, my current boyfriend at the time was the only one aware of this transition and transformation within me. And I kind of just went out there, put something up on Facebook to have a space of inspiration, motivation. And I just started trusting that woman within me because she really had something to say and she was really showing up for me. And there was no longer, I wasn't available to deny her any longer. And from there, it's been this, you know, a blissful journey and empowering and very, I was like learning every day. And it's the most transformative experience that I could have allowed myself to receive, knowing that this is possible and true for every single one, every single person once they acknowledge and trust that, you know, that person within.
And that resistance that we experience it is there as our opportunity to transform. As you said, you've used it in that way, because when there's the resistance, we have to show up in ourselves for the kind of inner work. We have to sift through the resistance to find our truth. And the resistance becomes the catalyst for us to break through to self-awareness, to self-realization, to who we really are. And without that resistance there would almost be, that catalyst wouldn't be there. There would be nothing that would kind of be prompting us to go deeper, to explore more. And I can relate so deeply to what you've shared, so many different ways that resistance manifests in my life. But whenever it does, it's a massive signpost for me to say, okay, here's an area where I'm not aligned with myself. I'm not thinking from a space of love. I'm seeing my truth. I'm not going with the flow and trusting the process. And cool, okay, I've got to be to this out and to drop back into connection with myself. And that's when, as you've said, you break through to this whole other level in yourself. And so I feel like this is how life is specifically designed, you know, as part of our soul journey, is to have the moments of struggle and challenge because it breaks us through to something else.
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, that is life. Life is always evolving. Life is always transforming and growing, and we're a part of that. You know, the moment we think that we're different is the moment when we trap ourselves, is the moment when we stay in our resistance and don't allow ourselves to be a full expression of who we truly are. But yeah, when you and can put that on, it's like you said, a whole nother level.
Yeah, and you embrace that resistance because you say, you almost stop and ask the question, okay, what have I got to learn here? Rather than being like, oh, something's gone wrong, go away, I'm uncomfortable. It's like, I mean, what's your process of kind of self-inquiry around it? Do you kind of, I think for me, if I was to think about it, I'm often like, okay, what am I feeling? What's going on in my mind around this? And what have I got to learn from this? What work have I got to show up for around this? Is that similar to your process? How do you kind of, or, you know, have you got an example of where resistance has been coming up recently maybe and how you've been working through it?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of my, well, I'll tell you what's been happening for me recently is that my direction in my business has been shifting greatly. And it's all been happening kind of behind the scenes as I'm working with my clients. Because also I've made myself so open and available what it is I am to step into by trusting that. So shifting, you know, my business was primarily, you know, about the life transformation, but now I'm also including, and what's showing up for me is to coach other people on how to coach and create businesses. And it's been a huge, you know, as I've been doing this myself and now have found my success in knowing that this is what I can help other people with, it's asking for me to show up and play bigger in a much bigger and different way, right? And when something's different, like we were talking about from what we've experienced so far, so much resistance comes up. So there's a few things that I always fall back on, which I love to share. Number one is, you know, anytime you experience any kind of resistance or emotion that just does not sit well or is not, you know, is making you feel at a, you know, so to speak, low vibration, you just have to stop what I love, this five-part mantra. And you might have heard this before, but if not, this is going to change your life. So you close your eyes and you just see the emotion. See that and feel that resistance coming up. And say, I see you. I feel you. I forgive you. I love you. I release you. See you. I feel you. I forgive you. I love you. I release you. And you just say that 5, 20, 100 times maybe until you feel that emotion or resistance lighten up a bit. Because the thing is, if we don't do anything with that, if we don't do anything with the resistance, we'll stay, you know, immobile, or we'll sit down and it'll stay within our energetic body. But it's coming up for the very reason that it wants to be released. It wants to make space for what's next.
Yeah.
So you, as, you know, the captain of your life, have to take that responsibility and say, you know what, this is coming up for me. I'm not going to identify and make it and identify myself as this feeling, but I will allow myself to experience it fully, see it for what it is, feel it for what it is, forgive it, and release it. So that's really powerful.
And I love what you're saying there because, as I mentioned earlier, there's a bit of the I'm going to resist the resistance. That's often what happens. And to be able to be with it so openly and say, I can embrace that this is happening, and that recognition that this is happening because a part of me has said, it's time to go bigger. It's time to step up. And I feel that a lot in my life is where we have the inner call that comes up that says, okay, I feel it. There's a next step somewhere for me. I'm ready to go. And in our mind, we're like, okay, cool. I'm just going to be a straight line. I'm just going to go work towards this. And I see this happening to my clients a lot. After we really make that inner decision, the resistance comes up and they email me, or I experience it myself, and they're like, you know, why do I feel angry? And why is there all this self-talk going on? And why am I experiencing so much self-doubt? And to recognize that that is the stuff that has been stopping you going to the next level. This is the next layer of limitation that you've been imposing on yourself. And you're becoming consciously aware of it now because you've made the inner declaration to go to the next level. So you've kind of got to go through the obstacles that are holding you back. Because in essence, I mean, we're already these big, expansive, amazing beings, but we've imposed all these limitations on ourselves. So it's just becoming aware of the next level of limitation that we've imposed. So to get excited, as you're kind of saying, is to embrace it and be okay with it, because this is clearing this and detoxing this and moving through this is the natural part of then going on to that bigger place we're stepping into.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, you know, just not to be so hard on yourself. This is the journey, right? Like, you have to give yourself a break. We take ourselves so seriously, especially when we're first embarking on this spiritual journey. We can almost take it to the extreme. And that in itself can turn more into an ego thing.
Yeah.
So it's coming back home to yourself, right? And coming back to the why. Why is it that you desire to have this in your life or do this or experience this or teach this way? And when you connect from that space, you know, you can just, you allow yourself to intuit, ease into the process. And honestly, like, my favorite thing, if I'm feeling really resistant and if I'm, you know, getting in my head or, like, spending too much time on the computer trying to get this copy because I really want to, you know, get it to the space that I want it to, you know, I put the computer down and I go get my nails done, or I go book a massage, or I go and, you know, take a walk in the woods nearby where I live. I get out of my own way by doing something that does inspire me and does just allow myself to relax. So you have to find that thing which gets you so excited. You know, maybe it's getting your hair done. Maybe it's, you know, taking a road trip to the next town over. Whatever it is, allow yourself that experience, because that's also where the magic happens, when you allow yourself to experience even that.
That's a beautiful way to approach resistance too, because I'd hate for people to sort of walk away from this thinking they've got to fix their resistance or make it go away. And I feel like what we're, you know, wanting to convey here is that it is really that energy of acceptance, which is such a softer way to approach it, as you're saying, rather than getting serious and like, I've got so much to fix about myself and fix this resistance and clear it out. But exactly what you're saying, that those things that just naturally bring us into alignment, that naturally let us kind of experience more of those feelings of who we are and what we want to step into anyway, which is just happiness and freedom and peace. And for me, it's going down to the beach. If I wake up and my head's racing with stuff, or if I'm trying to write something, because the energy of resistance is often forcing as well, you know, pushing, controlling, and I'll be like, I've got to write a blog post today and it's not coming. You go and find that thing that soothes you, that just brings you out of your mind into your body. And for me, it's feet in the sand by the ocean. And you'll find, and you've probably experienced this too, it's like in those moments when you're open, accepting, expansive, then the almost like the inspired idea drops in. You don't have to try to fix anything. What you need just comes to you.
Totally. It's incredible what can happen to you when you sit on a massage table and allow someone else to, you know, ease your body.
Your resistance. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. That's a blog post title. totally. I mean, you just it's so spot on, because we start to intellectualize the resistance. Then we get so far ahead of ourselves and we completely lose the space of the present moment, the space of the truth, of our truth. So to really just, you know, take a moment to stop And right, it's just acknowledging that. And if you're still feeling the resistance, and let's say you are driving to the next town over, you know, come into a state of gratitude. I know you guys have heard this, you know. Be able to allow yourself to be so grateful for, you know, the car you're driving in, for being able to witness your resistance, to be able to listen to this conversation, to whatever it is. There's when you drop into that space, you know, I find myself getting giddy these days, like giddy with like a little girl with excitement from how I'm allowing myself to be so grateful with where I'm at and what I have now. And from that space too, you know, you let that resistance, that grip of resistance, ease off, and you really just come into your truth once again.
Yeah, it's kind of like that energy of almost crowding out. You just sort of start to bring in more of the good stuff, more of the good feelings, bring your attention more to what you do have, what is working, what is right. This reminds me so much of the conversation I had last week with Tara Bliss about judgment, because I realized, I feel judgment and resistance work really closely together, because in those moments that we're judging that something has gone wrong, or we're not feeling how we should be feeling, we're not where we're meant to be being, we're resisting the process of what's unfolding or of what's manifesting in our bodies or what emotions are arising. You know, we're in that space of judgment and we've decided something's gone wrong. And the minute that you drop out of that, and as you said, drop into your heart and be grateful for what you've got, appreciate where you are, appreciate the amazing process you're going through, you know, go and get a massage, get your nails done. And you almost just, if in that moment you're not sure how to handle that resistance, it's like, well, bring in something that makes you feel amazing, and you're almost crowding out the lower vibration by bringing in higher vibration stuff, and that naturally also pulls you closer towards, you know, the higher version of yourself as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also have a bit of another process that you could fall back onto that I'd love to share. So to create a list, you know, take a piece of paper and draw a line down the middle, and on one side write unavailable for, and on the other side write available for. And that's exactly what you're going to write. You're going to look at your life and come into your center and write this from a space from that woman within and ask her, what is she unavailable for? And then ask her, what is she available for? And so what that means is, you know, coming into this empowered state, coming from her truth, and, you know, maybe if she's unavailable for lack, for any lack, she's available for any excuses. But what she is available for is to take action into fear, you know, despite fear being there. Or she is available with more tangible things. She's available for weekly massages, you know, she's available to go there and go deep with someone. She's available to journal out when she's feeling resistant. She's unavailable for, you know, I don't know, whatever it is that is calling, that you are no longer available to live with in your life. Because I feel it's such an important thing, because there's so many different ways we can go and approach our lives. But really the essence of how we're going to get to that next level is when we come and understand what it means from ourselves and not from what everyone else is saying. And you're the only person who knows what you're unavailable for and available for. So you have to take a serious look at that situation and where you are in your life right now. Come from a space of truth with it.
Yeah, and that's remembering that you're creating your world. So it's like, well, who do I want to be? How do I want to show up? What experiences do I want to be bringing in? What energy do I want to be feeling? And in that moment, as you've kind of said, by deciding what you are going to open yourself up to and what you're no longer going to be entertaining or giving your attention and energy to. And so you take back your power in that situation, because I feel like resistance is sometimes we feel a little bit out of control, like it's just kind of happening to us. But to get mm-hmm. really conscious and aware of how we're creating that within ourselves, and then to also, and as you mentioned before, have your big why, your vision, who you, you know, what you really want to connect with and who you want to be, and making that choice to align with that and bring things into your life that align you with that.
Yeah, exactly. Spot on.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful, wow. That's incredible. It's so interesting talking about this, because I feel like we can have a word like resistance, that everyone can have a different feeling or understanding about what that means. But as you really open it up and explore it, you know, I've just loved hearing your experiences of how it has played out for you, and it's given me a lot of clarity even around what the concept of resistance is. And is there anything that we haven't, you know, discussed around this that you had felt you wanted to cover around the area of resistance?
What's coming up for me is just the notion of trusting yourself, right? Like,
yeah.
And I think you were speaking before about, you know, if you're not writing, if you're resisting writing the blog post, but it needs to be up that week kind of thing.
Yeah.
I've totally experienced that in my side of things. And what I've allowed myself to do is to stop holding myself to a schedule, so to speak, or a space that isn't inspiring for me, you know, and allow that truth to come through in its divine time. So, and I found that, you know, despite not having, let's say, written a blog post for two, 3 weeks maybe, the next blog post that I do comes from such a pure space and such a present space that hits home with my readers and who's coming to me that much more. And that attracts also, you know, then from a business standpoint, the clients as well, and your divine clients who you're meant to work with and transform with. And it's just when you can come and trust yourself so deeply, trust that woman within, like she has all the answers, and she has the ability to create and manifest miracles. And when you allow yourself to come closer in connection with her, you know, the resistance isn't, you know, has no longer that power over you in the long run. It's just what you do with it in the moment.
And that just made me realize as well, you know, the resistance only comes from our mind. It comes from our mind and our thinking. And what you just explained there is that re-dropping into your feeling, your heart. What feels right for me? Does it even feel right for me to write a blog post right now? Or am I just telling myself that I need to? And to almost, in that moment, drop into, what do I just feel to do? What does the woman inside me want to do right now? What would I love? You know, it's dropping from the fear voice down into that loving space and letting that guide you. And that's an energy of letting go of our mind, having to let go of its way of doing things and the control, and letting ourselves come back into the present and just say, what do I feel right now? And what's going to be most supportive? And what will enable me to bring out my highest gifts? And, you know, when I try to write a blog post when I'm in a state of resistance, I'm not even sharing a powerful message, you know. It's not even really utilizing what I have to give to the world. So I love that what you're saying about trust. You know, in order to trust, we have to get our mind to let go so that we can trust in that inner guidance, that feeling that is always guiding us. And if we stop resisting that feeling and just listen to it, we'll find the perfect next step for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, of course, it's, you know, easier said than done.
It always is.
It always is. It really is. And I get that. I totally do. But you have to just, you know, a great way to approach it is as if you're going to the gym and working out. Like, if you want to create that bod and, you know, really allow yourself to feel fit and experience that, it's the same thing with trust. You know, you're building a muscle. You're stepping into fear, but allowing yourself to trust you so, that woman so deeply. And when you do, and when you allow yourself to go there, you'll see it. I know it's going to happen, is that the universe will deliver something. But also in that, you have to be, you have to allow yourself to receive that experience as well. So you're trusting to be able to receive the experience that universe provides, to receive that growth, to receive the next step. And as women, that's a huge thing for us, to come into the space of receiving instead of intellectualizing and being in that resistance in an unconscious way, right? Instead, it's trusting, receiving, and just letting it unfold. And it will unfold. Absolutely will.
And that goes back just to what you said before, that those moments where we go and either go to the beach, go for a walk, get our nails done, get a massage, that's actually more of a receiving space, because we're just letting go, we're not trying to do anything, we're just opening up and just allowing that if I go and do something else right now, then something will shift or what I need will come to me. I'm just going to trust that. I feel like that helps drop us into the receiving space, and we just go and choose to do something that feels really good in that moment. It just softens us and opens us up a little bit more.
Totally. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And just, yeah. You know, whenever I do, I book my massage. You can tell I like massages, so that's my thing. <you know?
laughs> Yeah. Oh, and I totally feel every time. I totally agree with you. That's awesome. Oh, Juliet, this has been the most beautiful conversation. I just so appreciate your insights. And, you know, as I said right at the start when I was introducing you, I love that we both take an incredibly practical approach to the way we talk about this stuff. It's like, let's try to really share, as you have shared, processes and things that people can really use and apply and break these bigger concepts down. So it's just been so nice to have this conversation with you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's so beautiful to connect with you, and for everyone listening, thank you for being on the call with us. So beautiful to speak with you tonight. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, before you go, I wanted to ask you, what's coming up for you in the next month, couple of months? Is there anything you want to share with our audience about things that you're working on or things that you've got coming out?
Yeah, I would love to. So speaking of resistance, there's been, you know, I was saying all this transition in my business. So what I've got coming up is all really, really exciting stuff. Got a new brand coming for the website. I have my first retreat happening in upstate New York for 10 women who are really looking to connect back to their creative muse, we're calling it, and to come back into their writing self. And there's a retreat called Riding the Wave to Well-Being. I know I don't know where this audience is coming from. I think from all over the world.
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. That's awesome. And also I've got some opportunities to coach with me individually in 3 month and 6 month packages, and some really, really exciting full-day intensives coming up actually all around the world. So I'm hosting them in Paris in May, and I'll actually be in Australia next September.
Awesome! Woohoo!
Yeah, I'm so excited. So definitely keep posted, and if anyone, you know, is feeling called to speak with me further, you know, just I have discovery sessions available, and I would love to talk with you.
Wow. Well, it sounds like there's so many exciting things happening, and this is what happens when you process the resistance and you're willing to show up for it. You then step into just bigger and bigger things, and it's incredible. Hey.
Totally. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
It's amazing, and I'm so looking forward to the next step and the next level.
Bring it on. Well, thank you so much for your time today, beautiful. It's been so, so wonderful talking to you. And thank you to everyone who's been listening to us as well today. And I look forward to connecting with you guys again next week. Thank you, Juliet. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.